Recent figures indicate there are 16 people in Wisconsin prisons serving life without parole for crimes they committed as juveniles. The Heritage Foundation's report released this week, titled Adult Time for Adult Crime, argues those sentences are appropriate because of the brutality of their crimes, usually murder, and their deterrent effect on other juveniles who might commit similar crimes. But a critic of the study, Eileen Hirsch of the State Public Defender's Office, says the study ignores key issues that are at stake in two pending cases before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The whole report written about juvenile sentencing policy, which never deals with anything about the character of the offender or the protection of the public. It just skips that issue completely.
Hirsch says the two cases scheduled for oral argument before the Supreme Court this year challenge the constitutionality of sentencing teens as adults because scientific studies show their brains haven't developed enough to give them full control over their actions.
This is data from brain research. We know that. And then the question becomes rehabilitation possibility. Then you have this person whose mental ability is so small that you think about what's their culpability? What, you know, ability did they have to control their actions at that point?
The outcome of the U.S. Supreme Court cases could impact at least one appeal pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court and potentially impact the case of the state's most recent teen murder case, 13-year-old Labrina Brown, charged with killing her step-grandfather last week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.